the story that I wanted to tell you was it happened about 15 years ago, and I was a senior in high school, and I was dating a gal in college, and she was a real stand-up person. She was real well-liked and had a real good reputation and stuff from my high school, and it was a Sunday night, and she was supposed to go back to school the following morning, and I was taking her home, and it had been snowing, and her family lived in a new district. It was an old gravel road that they paved, and then they put a housing development back there, and it was really, really late at night. I guess I don't know exactly what time it was, but it was really late, and I was taking her home, and she was kind of knelt down in the seat. She had her knees up on the dash, and she was just kind of looking out the window, and we weren't talking. We were just listening to the radio, mm-hmm. And I remember coming around the last bend where it was trees and forests on both sides of the road, and I just, for a second, I looked over at her, and I saw her jump, and she started screaming at the top of her lungs uncontrollably, and I panicked, of course, so I hit the brakes, and I kind of fishtailed it. Like I said, it had been snowing, and we were the only car on the road, and she was screaming, and she was telling me, go, 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 you know, and I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if I hit a deer or, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
So I continued on, and I took her to her house. I pulled in her driveway, and she was so scared and hysterical that I couldn't get her out, so I had to wake her parents up.
Oh,
and her
my
parents
God.
Came out, and they moved their – they had a minivan in their garage. They backed their minivan out, and I pulled my pickup into the garage. And, of course, her dad was just furious with me, wondering what I had did to his daughter. And I said, I have no idea what happened to her. I told him what had happened, and I said, I don't know what happened, but I said I was sorry. Well, they got her in the house, and I stayed for about 5 minutes, and then her dad just told me to leave, and, you know, they kept trying to calm her down. So I left, and I went back the same direction that I had came with her, and I found the spot where I had slammed on my brakes and fishtailed, and I stopped there, and still by that time, I had still been the only car on that road, so I was the only track. There had not been any other cars. So I got out, and I turned my high beams on. I looked all around, and I couldn't find deer tracks. I couldn't find animal tracks or anything, so I was perplexed. I had no idea what she saw that scared her so bad. And so I drove home and, you know, I, whatever. Well, the next day, her younger brother and I were in the same grade and we had our English together, our English class. And I was asking him if she was doing okay. And he said, yeah, she did calm down, but she wouldn't talk about what she saw. And, she didn't go back to school that day. She stayed home and stuff. And so I had called that night and asked permission to go over to her house to see if I could talk to her. So I did. They gave me permission. I went over and I sat down with her and I just said, I really need to know what happened or what, you know, what happened. Well, she told me that she was laying there kind of in a half daze, daydreaming, looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, as I came around the last corner, she saw a young boy standing with a red and white striped shirt and a blue baseball cap. And he was looking at the ground. And she said, he just seemed out of place. He was standing in front of a big tree. But she said, as she looked at him, he looked up at her, and his eyes were glowing red, but there was no, from his, like his belly button down, there was nothing. He was completely, nothing was there. It was just his upper torso.
Oh my
and
God.
So she was, you know, she just, that's what she saw, and she freaked out. Well, I thought, you know, I was trying to console her, but I thought she was hallucinating, and,
sure.
You know, she just was tired and saw whatever. So the following day, I go back, I'm in this English class, and I was talking to her younger brother, and we were, you know, I told her, told him kind of what was going on. Well, my English teacher happened to be walking by at the same time I was telling him the story. Well, my English teacher knew this gal from when she was in school, so, you know, he knew that she was a stand-up person, and I said, well, you know, I said, this is what she said she saw, and, you know, whatever. Now, he told me, he said about 10 years before that, when that road was still a gravel road, there was a 13-year-old boy that was walking home, and he got hit by a drunk driver, and he got pinned between the tree and the car actually separated him, cut him in half, and
oh
it was
God.
It was so bad and bizarre that they said that the parents had to identify him by the red and white T-shirt and the blue baseball cap that he wore. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, it was this. It made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and I never told. Her brother said, please don't say this because that'll just send her right over the deep end. And so I never brought it up to her again, and she never said anything, but it explained everything. Like I said, I stopped there. I didn't see any footprints, anything, and I didn't see him. I was looking at the road, but there's no doubt in my mind she saw what she said she saw, you know, and it made total sense. If he was severed between the tree and the car, that would explain why she only saw the top part of him, and he was still wearing the outfit he was wearing the day he died.
Now, whereabouts is this again?
This happened in Faribault, Minnesota.
Okay. I wonder if anybody else has ever reported seeing this apparition.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I know that Shattuck St. Mary's, which is a real old kind of a prep school, I've heard that that's listed in several books that that's one of the most haunted places in the U.S., and that is on the same road. It's just directly across the street from where this happened. Well, down the road a little ways, but I heard that that's haunted, and I don't know, but I've never really heard anybody else say that particular story.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, that is an amazing story, and you know what? I can understand why she was in hysterics.